You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What you need to know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. The big CY, Clinton Yates, is in for Shidano.
What up?
And now it is time for What You Need to Know. Here is Funchy.
Team Ace!
Hello, Funches.
All right, guys.
Funch, you know that Mario Ruiz just got in your head, dude.
He did, man. I didn't know he had this experience. I've known Mario for like over 17, 18 years. I didn't know he played ball in high school.
I looked at that guy one time. I was like, that guy played baseball.
I mean, I thought he was like a soccer player or stuff like that because he does a soccer, LAFC, and, you know.
Just assuming because he's Mexican, he played soccer.
Thank you.
Come on now.
No, I'm not. All right, guys. Are you guys into water parks? You guys like water parks?
A little bit. Depends.
All right, cool. In Irvine, Wild Rivers is coming back after a 11-year hyenas.
Okay.
Did you say a hyenas?
Yeah. Hiatus.
No, I like hyenas way better, dude.
Can we please get through this?
Something I would say.
Let him continue.
Go on. Go on.
Tomatoes, tomatoes, guys.
Sure.
Tomatoes, tomatoes.
Right.
Okay. Wild Rivers is coming back after 11 years. Okay. It's been closed since 2011. And it just made its return last weekend with a soft opening. And it's bigger than it was before. It's 50% bigger than it was before. There's a lazy river, which is my favorite thing, a wave pool.
Those are fun. Is there a rocky river? I like those.
What's
too.
A rocky river?
It's basically where it's not lazy. That thing moves. It's like rapids.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure there is, but I don't know.
I did one of those in the Bahamas a couple months ago, Scott. It was fun as a mug. I love that.
But a little Wild River story for me. Before it closed in 2011, I went to a rave there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
2011, you were still raving?
We just went.
Nice. Was
we
it
just
like
went.
A foam party situation?
No, it wasn't a foam party. It was actually the water park was open and they was, you know, I went down a slide and all that stuff.
What'd you wear to this function?
I wore my swim trunks, man.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a pool party,
okay,
basically. A big pool party.
Man. You never know, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't
know
if you planned on getting in the water. Just
found
asking.
Out a lot about you recently, Funchy.
We're talking about your scouting report right here. You
hey, man.
Too much.
Hey, man.
You know, anything that you mentioned on this air might come up on the field.
That's fine.
I understand
That's
that.
Fine, man. That's
he
fine.
He said it.
You know what I'm saying?
I trash talk,
hey.
Not to you.
Rocky River over here, striking out.
Funchy, I got to tell you, man, I'm on their website right now, Wild Rivers.
Uh-huh.
This looks like a great place to go. I've never been. And I think the last time I went to a water park with my kids, I mean, I think we went way, way, way south. I mean, long way. I'm talking like border south.
I think a lot of people are scared off of water parks, Scott, because of the pandemic and people who are generally kind of germophobic. I think water parks are problematic. But like to me, the relative risk of germs in a water park versus, I don't know, falling out of a roller coaster at another amusement park are much lower. Like, I like water parks. You know what I'm saying? I realize that not a lot of people are into them these days, but, like, this is pretty exciting news for me.
See, I think this is the time to go.
Yeah.
If people are freaked out by water parks right now, now's the time to go. There might be fewer people, and it looks like this is all brand new stuff.
Yeah.
Looks really clean, and I think I took my kids years ago, maybe out in the desert, like in the Palm Springs area. I think we went to one. I love water parks. I'll go.
Yeah, this is fun.
God, we should do a show from
we should
a
do
water
a remote.
Park.
I mean, if we did a remote from a water park, I'd be 100% in.
Dude, yesterday we came up with a brilliant idea of a remote from a roller skating rink, which I still love that idea. We got to get the fun and games department going on a roller skating remote and a summertime water park remote.
Yeah, that'd be fun. You know what that would be good for? That'd be a great, like, end of summer bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, going back to school, last kind of fling for the summer before you get out, you know, before you get back into the classroom and all that. What do you think, Scott?
I love this idea. I
okay.
do.
All right.
We got to get somebody on the sales side of things, getting it going with Wild Rivers.
I'm in.
Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's hustle up. Let's do this.
Also,
yeah.
Sorry, another what you need to know very, very quickly. Emily will be coming on today.
All right.
Hey.
All right. Taking time out of her busy schedule. busy water polo schedule to show up. We like
she almost got bumped, too.
Well, yeah. I don't know if I feel good about this right now. I'm happy that Emily's going to come on the show, but I feel like Sliwa, and I feel like Sliwa feels like he's being slighted in some way by, A, us talking about him as not being a good ball player, which he may be a great ball player, and two, that we haven't thrown a line out to Slee, but I was kind of thinking, Clinton, that we'd put Slee on the show tomorrow.
That's fine. I also talked to Slee live about this on air on his program, which is the reason why I think he's not taking this very seriously, because he was like making jokes every time, which is fine, but he doesn't plan on doing anything warm-up-wise until day of. Sorry. Accountability is what we teach this program.
He was not going to do anything? That's what he said?
Wow. I was helping him when we were, because I was helping with Lakers talk, and I was helping him look for batting cages because he was really trying to get in.
Again, looking for batting cages, talking about batting cages, typing batting cages into Google is not going to the cage and swinging the bat.
Just saying.
Until that happens, I don't have any reason to believe that Slee is going to be doing great. I like Slee. I love Slee. I'm sure he's going to play his behind off. But if you're not prepping, you're not prepping, player.
Let's put Slee on the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
And give him through the end of today and tonight.
Sure.
To see if he does any work, and then we'll have him on tomorrow and we'll find out what his deal is. Because a lot of people in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community are claiming that Slee is our weak link. I don't know if that's true.
Ouch.
I don't believe it. I saw him do push-ups in dress pants and a dress shirt in studio and pound out like 55 push-ups.
True.
I don't know that he's our weak link.
It's not a push-up challenge, bro. It's a softball game. And it's going to be hot as a mug outside.
Oh, it's hot.
You know what I mean?
I was in the 626 today because I had to go drop off my car. And, guys, it was hot.
There's a lot going on with this. Listen, by the way, Sliwa being the weak link, so to speak, does not mean he's not better than half the daggone players on Mace's team.
Ooh!
You know what I'm saying? Let's understand what's happening here, Cap. I'm not implying that he's a bad player. I'm just saying we got a strong squad.
Yeah, so if he's the weak link on our team, he might be like the number 4 or 5 guy on the other
team. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? This is why we don't need to make trades.
Right. Gosh, you have really calmed me down today. And
good.
You know what? What you need to know is being brought to you by Mirago Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. You know, if we do a remote at a water park as an end of the summer kind of a thing, Clinton, by that time, we may be able to invite all of your new friends that you meet on your dating apps.
Friends.
Perhaps. Okay, so here's the deal.
Yeah.
Recently single, you know, president of the local chapter of the Handsome Man community. Obviously, we're on the radio here, and I like to live my life and have some fun. So I said, you know what? Why don't I get on the apps? I'm a 41-year-old man. I've never once done this as a way to meet people.
So you've never, ever, ever had a profile on any dating apps?
No, I've not done this. And so part of me wants to experience this just to see what the social interaction is like. I don't care about getting dates necessarily. If I meet someone awesome, I'm obviously not going to close my eyes. I'm just saying I kind of want to see how this goes at this particular point in time for your boy. So I decided against Tinder because Tinder, as I said yesterday,
good man,
little too ratchet. Just because I just feel like the level of traffic is going to be a little higher than I need with the least amount of discernment in terms of what actually is going to be cool to do. So I'm going to Bumble. This was Laura's recommendation where basically the women pick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that. So we've downloaded the app. I've put in my phone number. And the first question I've gotten, Scott, is what's your first name? Now, this is obviously a normal answer. However, the next sentence says, you won't be able to change this later, which leads me to think that if I don't use my real name, I'm locking myself into acting like I'm lying to people. But at the same time, do I really want to use my real name?
Well, so what they're saying is you're not going to be able to have some burner account.
Right.
Like you either really tell us who you are or you're never going to get a chance to change it. So if you think you're going to come onto our app, and instead of being Clinton Yates, you're going to come up with some other name. All of a sudden, you become Field Yates.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Shouts to Field. He's a
right?
friend of mine.
Okay. So now, when you want to come back to being you because you found out you like it, you're meeting interesting people, now you want to come back and be really you. No. Too late. You get one shot at this.
I'm going to use my real name. So let's click through.
Yeah. You kind of have to. Trust. Been there.
Add two photos. Two. Okay.
Two pictures.
All right. So this is tricky because we had selected four.
Right.
And I'm not sure which ones we're going to use of those now.
Well, there were a couple of different pictures. There was the
one
of you.
Do the one on stage.
Okay.
Okay, but I also like the T-shirt, the tank top that says Black Thighs Matter.
That's a great
I think
T-shirt, that one's
dude.
For later, though, because like that I think puts out, that's like a Tinder picture.
Yes, I was going to say that you puts know? Out the wrong vibe.
Yeah, that
really?
Puts out
see,
a different
I,
vibe.
What, like the you're thirsty
puts,
or something?
No, the vibe it puts out to me is this guy's funny.
Yeah, I guess that's true, too. All right, we're going to pick, we're definitely going with the
on-stage picture.
On-stage picture. Mm-hmm. We've added
the Mandy's.
That.
Does he have to crop you out of it, Laura?
I thought he was.
I don't know. Hold on. It didn't do that. Dang it. This is harder than I thought.
I could crop it and then send
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but it like loaded in and now I can't. I can change these later. Okay, I'm going to have to change them later.
It's okay. Fine. I mean, right. It don't matter. Whatever.
Right. I got to find the Black Lives. I got to find these pictures again. Oh, here we go. Okay. Oh, sweet. It was right there. Okay. So we've got the Mandy's photo. Oh, we can add more.
Yeah, you can. I had like four or five.
All right. We'll go with two just for right now.
Yeah, they prep you for two so you can continue.
And okay, then, so you're using your real name. You're really Clinton Yates. You're on stage at the Mandy's. You're holding a microphone
too.
That says ESPN.
Hey, I'll use my real birthday. When's your birthday?
When is your birthday?
It's in March.
We can't have the real date?
It says you're 41. Make sure this is your correct age. You can't change this later.
Yeah,
confirm.
You can't change it. Yeah,
that's me, buddy. What's your gender? Man, okay. More about your gender.
What do you mean more about your gender?
We don't have to get into that, but yeah, man.
I mean, this is important stuff.
It's about basically, am I cisgender or not? Yes. The answer to that is yes.
Okay.
Shown on your profile as man. Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. I'm a man. Get I'm 41.
Choose a mode to get started. Now, this is where things get interesting. Bumble's for making all kinds of connections. You'll be able to switch up modes once you're all set up.
Yep.
Date, BFF, or biz.
Remember I told you there is like a networking
Yeah, but
one.
This is three options as opposed to two. And
no, but it's... The dating one is like one, but then the BFFs and
I
the networking.
I can change this. I'm going to go with date to start with.
Oh.
Just because, like, I feel like that's going to be funnier.
So what you're what they're asking you is, what are you looking for? A best friend?
Yeah,
a date,
but I don't know that I want to do
some
date,
business connections?
Yeah, don't do date. Do it, like, don't
I can
do
change
biz.
This later.
Do BFF.
Don't do biz. If you're going to do biz, you're going to go on LinkedIn. You're
that's
not
true.
Go
I'll do BFF.
BFF.
All right, I'll do BFF.
That's the one that I was thinking.
All right, we're through to BFF.
We're looking for a BFF.
We're at email.
Julian's out here saying, like, what?
Wow.
Wait,
we're going to have
email.
To take
what are you going
to
use? You're going to use your ESPN email?
No, I'm not using my ESPN email. Come on.
You know
it.
He's going to text me, right?
Stop it. I'm not doing that. All right. Okay. Matches expire after 24 hours if messages aren't exchanged. Mm-hmm. Got it. Do I want Bumble to send me notifications? Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Always turn on the notifications.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Find your people on Bumble BFF. Friendship is built on shared interests and experiences. Adding these to your BFF profile can help you find friends and content that matters to you. Get started. Pick up to three to find friends and shared experiences. Making moves. New in town, living abroad, traveling, wedding planning, studying abroad. No. I travel a lot.
Like
I travel a fair amount. That's for work, but that's fine. Education. I don't need to put that in there.
You mean like they're asking you how educated you are?
Yeah, that's useless.
Otherwise, you're just bragging, right?
Right. Working it, let's say, career focused. I think that would qualify as me, right?
You're a career focused guy.
Home sweet home, roommate life, putting down roots, buying a house. I think putting down roots is where I am.
Yeah, I agree.
In that phase of things.
Mm-hmm.
Family life, going to be a parent, have toddlers, empty nester, planning for a family.
You got to go planning.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. I mean that's the reality of what's going on here. Why can I? Oh no, I clicked too many. Hold on.
You're definitely planning for a family.
Okay, well let me get rid of traveling. I don't need to do that. Let's see. I can only pick three. That seems – all right, there we go. Moving right along.
Mm-hmm.
There's many other options. That's the thing. My interest. Pick up to five interests. They'll show on your profile. Creativity, art, design, photography, writing, singing, dancing, craft, or making
videos. Let's
go with
videos. Writing. Come on. You're a writing guy, right?
I think I'm going to go with writing. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Writing. Right.
Drinks. Okay. Beer, coffee, gin, going out for drinks. We're just going to put going out for drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Faith. I don't need to put that. Nobody needs to know
well,
that.
Well, does it say like different religions or does it say?
Yeah, okay. But like you don't want to
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, and
so
I'm
like,
kind of a secular humanist, so that's not really going to apply.
The secular humanist, does that exist as a
It's
a
not
choice?
On there. They only have atheism. So
do they have other?
They don't have other either. Mm.
So we're moving along, Kevin.
We're moving along. Fitness. They don't have softball, so that's tough.
what are the options in fitness?
The options are, the first one is badminton. They're alphabetically ordered. So badminton, cycling, gym. Hiking, horse riding, Pilates, rock climbing, rollerblading, running, skateboarding, skiing, snowboarding, spin, surfing. I'm just going to put walking because I actually do walk quite a lot.
You do.
foodie. I don't know if I'm a foodie, but I do like cooking. Cooking is an option. And we
cooking
have
and foodie are two different things.
Two different things, exactly. I like to cook. I wouldn't call myself a foodie.
Same.
Going out, Concerts, stand-up, festivals, museums and galleries, clubs, bars, or book clubs or theater. What do you think?
I'm more of like a comedy club concert kind of guy.
I like museums and galleries, though.
I was going to say, you're a museum gallery
guy. Yeah, I'm going to put that. All right, 5 out of 5. And I'm not. So what I'm skipping here are movies, music, pets, social allyship, and activism.
Which you can, kind of gather.
Yeah,
from
I feel like
saying,
this is what we can figure out anyway. They asked me to pick 5 things, and they have 25 daggone categories.
That's, the whole thing.
This doesn't even make sense. Okay, well, anyway, we're moving along to that. Your relationship, single. People are on here telling people that they're engaged or married?
Yeah, because they're looking for BFFs.
I guess that's true, right? Yeah, we're not looking
Nobody's looking for a BFF. Give me a break.
Question. Should I connect my Instagram profile to this? I'm thinking no.
Okay, so I did it.
You did.
When I did Bumble. This is pre-me working at ESPN.
Okay,
and
Scott,
I was not in media.
Do you think I should add my Instagram? I don't either.
I don't think you should, though.
Not now. All right, here we go. It's cool to be kind. Welcome. We're excited to be part of your journey. Here, we treat everyone with kindness and respect, no matter their race, religion, nationality, ethnicity, skin color, ability, size, sex, gender, identity, or sexual orientation. In our mission to keep this site safe and conclusive, we ask you to join by adhering to our guidelines. And remember, we've always got your back. With love, the Bumble team. I agree. I'm pressing it.
We are live. So I want to say to all the ladies that are listening right now, and all the guys who have friends that are ladies who are single, Clinton Yates, by real name, is live on Bumble, and he's looking for a BFF.
BFF is the key.
This is so ridiculous. But
no, this is awesome.
I love it.
This is awesome.
I love it.
I want to know this. We are on the air today till 6:30. Coming up next, Kurt Sandoval from ABC 7 will be here. He's playing on Team Cappy. But by the time we get off the air at 6:30 today, how many inquiries? Oh, we're on till 7 today?
Correct.
Correct.
Oh, damn. I have my coach coaching me at 6:45.
See?
Okay, my
See?
Bad.
All right.
You're beat.
All right. How many inquiries or how many little connections will Clinton Yates have by the time we go off the air? That is what I'm asking.
Great question. Looking forward
35.
To it.
All right, let's find out. Kurt Sandoval, what does he bring to the table when he takes to the softball field tomorrow for Team Cappy? We'll find out together next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, everybody, it's Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN. Tomorrow is the big softball extravaganza, West Covina. That's where we're going to be. It's all free. Everybody come on out. We're broadcasting all day long. Travis and Slee go on at 10. Mason and Ireland, 1 o'clock. Here we come at 4.
Yep.
And then the Wiffle Ball Home Run Derby. And the game actually goes off at 7 p.m. Now, Clinton Yates, you and I have been talking now for the better part of a week and change when the rosters were first announced that Kurt Sandoval is an interesting selection for Team Cappy from ABC7. We said, what is Kurt's connection? And everybody said, well, everybody in L.A. loves Kurt Sandoval. The guy's been on TV forever.
Correct.
I said, okay, we understand that, but we don't really know what Kurt brings to the table.
Right.
So here he is, Kurt Sandoval. Back on Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN. Hey, Kurt, good afternoon.
I am so honored to be on your team. What you're getting is a gamer. I'll just leave it at that. A gamer.
You're getting a gamer. So let's start with that. This is your walk-up song right here. Is it not? Can you hear this? This is what you selected?
That's right, it's going to be a good night tonight.
Okay, all right, I was going to say, that's a good motivation. Let's start.
Good night.
Let's start very basically. What is your baseball/softball experience in your life?
All right, so I played up in, you know, since I could hold a mitt. It was my favorite sport, played all the way through high school. At my graduation, my dad's best friend said, I never thought I'd see a day where Kurt Sandoval wasn't playing baseball. I was a catcher, and Johnny Bench was my guy. Oh. Loved Mike Socha. Here's the funny thing. As an adult, I, for 5 years, just up until about 3 years ago, me and my one of my best friends out here in Santa Clarita, we owned a batting cage.
Oh.
And we had, it was kind of a sports performance, velocity sports performance, and we had these two guys rent a private cage for us, and they would have these major league guys come in and hit. And I would watch this guy, and one of them was Craig Wallenbrock, who back in the day played at Northridge. And they would just study video, and he had this young apprentice. I was like, God, this guy is just a baseball rat. And we would send all of our kids to him. He's incredible. Yeah, that guy is now the hitting coach for the Dodgers, Robert Banskoyak.
Okay. Wow. All righty then.
Yeah. So I went to the Tony Gwynn School of Hitting, talked to Tony, read Tony's book, loved to hit. So I'm going to be your Tony Gwynn tomorrow.
This is going to be awesome. Now, Kurt, you say that catcher is the position that you played. Clinton, who did you have at catcher?
Emily.
Okay, does this change your thought process that Kurt goes back into his baseball days and catcher was his natural position? Does Kurt move into the catching spot?
Absolutely not. Skill set like catcher translates differently from the baseball field to the softball field in that you do not need nearly as many skills to play catcher in softball in this particular scenario that you do in a baseball game. That kind of IQ is the IQ I need in the field.
Okay, now where do you have Kurt scheduled to play in the
field? I believe right now he's in the outfield, but that's because we have a bit of a backlog in the infield. But this is changing as we speak, because if Kirk wants to play the outfield, how tall are you, Kurt?
I'm with my Hokas on, I'm 6 foot.
Okay.
I can play outfield. I've played outfield. I've played shortstop, third base, a little second base.
Right.
But I've played outfield.
Okay.
And you know what the most important position is in baseball?
In
the
softball.
One you're in.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, that's a good point. And so I think there's a willingness level here because Kirk, I was thinking about playing at first base simply because he's a bigger target. And
Kirk Morrison.
Yes, yep. Kirk Morrison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you can move around a little bit, Kurt, I think the outfield might be someplace where we want to make sure, you know, we've got ground covered because we only have three outfielders. That's the other thing here. Normally, you play softball with four outfielders. With only three, there's a certain amount of athleticism I'm going to need on my corners.
Well, I'm a former triathlete. I can run.
Okay.
And Dr. Clapper's there. My number one concern is pulling a hammy.
Right.
So other than that, we're good. I will not shy away from the ball. And listen, Cap, here's the deal. I've known Steve Mason most of my life. I've known Steve Mason since I was in my mid to late 20s. And when the rosters come out, I think it was Amanda Brown who said later, you can't make a trade. But Mason's all over the place saying, oh, I need to make a trade. My team's not good enough. And I've known Mason forever. And I'm like, he doesn't even bring up my name. Doesn't even care.
Shunned.
So let me just say, Cappy and Kurt, thank you. We're going to take Team Mason down.
Well, listen, Kurt Sandoval from ABC 7 is here, and he's on Team Cappy tomorrow. Everybody make sure you get there early because the game starts at 7, but we want you to come out early, have fun. The shows are going to be broadcasting.
Yeah. Food and drinks.
Bring umbrellas and lawn chairs and beers and whatever, and just have a great time tomorrow afternoon. Kurt, the whole thing about Steve Mason is this, and you can tell by looking at the rosters, that whoever put these rosters together changed up producers from one show to another, split up show hosts, etc. I think that they clearly put you on our team because of what happened the day at the Rams draft house. You may recall you stopped by the show and Mason said he had a major problem with you because he kept texting you and you never returned his text, only to find out that you had given your phone and phone number to your son, who's a student at the University of Colorado, or CU, right?
Correct.
So Mason was out there blasting you. In the meantime, he didn't even have your right phone number.
And now that, Cap, this is, I want every single one of these Steve Mason, John Ireland listeners to know that after I took the bullet that day, and I'm like, okay, well, Steve, I had a different number. So I hang up, we're done, I walk off, and I said, and I text Steve, and John, and I text Steve, hey, here's my new number. That was awesome. That was fun. Thanks. Any guesses if he got back to me?
My guess is Ireland probably would say, hey, thanks a lot, Kurt. Great to see you. Look forward to catching up to you again. And Mason probably ghosted you.
My whole goal in this thing tomorrow is to get in Steve Mason's head. We're going to put a camera and just, you know, just put all the pressure on Steve, because Steve is, I think, one of the most talented radio hosts in America.
Absolutely.
Really, he's sensational. But we all know Steve's greatest problem is Steve in between the ears. So that's where we're going with this.
Okay, if I heard you quickly, you said you're going to bring a camera.
Yes,
mean that there will be local coverage? Because I think that might actually upset Mace more than anything, is if his team does not get a fair amount of shine in whatever package you wrap for the local news that night.
Well, I know our sports producer, Deho Suk, who was really upset with my walk-up song, by the way. He wanted me to go with Lowrider, but just couldn't do that. He's got a camera requested. We hope to have a camera out. And if not, you know what is a camera? Is our phone.
Right,
and I'll just happily, you know, do that and send it in, and Rob Fukuzaki will put it on the air tomorrow night.
Awesome.
All right. Kurt Sandoval from ABC7 is here, and he's on Team Cappy. So we expect a lot of coverage on local television tomorrow. And I do believe Mason at one point did even try to get you away from us, but I was very specific in saying, no, we're going to get the TV time, not Team Mason.
That's right.
Hey, Kurt, I am just curious if you could just help us out here, because you mentioned that you had a triathlon career. Tell us a little bit about that, just so we have an idea of what kind of athlete we're talking about.
Well, back in 20 years ago, I say PK, pre-kids, I was really, I did two Ironman triathlons, and I probably did, you know, 20 half Ironmans, and I ran seven marathons. I'm kind of that, as my college coach would say, you're not fast, but you're not slow. So I don't have that fast twitch muscle, but I can go forever. So I really got into the sport of triathlons, and it was awesome.
I like
this. That's really cool, man.
I
have nothing but respect for anybody that's ever done an Ironman, because, Kurt, I have done one myself, and I've only done one. The fact that you've done more than one is amazing.
One is enough, right?
Oh, dude, one was totally enough. By the way, I did Kona. I did Hawaii, and people are like, how'd you get in? And I'm like, well, I had a bunch of friends that pulled a bunch of strings. They're like, you didn't qualify? I'm like, no, I did not qualify. But I did finish. But if you've done more than one Ironman, dude, you are a world-class athlete.
No, I was a good athlete. I would never call myself world-class. But for people who don't know, I mean, the Ironman triathlon is 2.4-mile swim, get out of the ocean, 112 on the bike, finish with that and run a marathon. And it is just, it's the quintessential what Phil Jackson would always say. It's the journey. It's getting to the starting line healthy. But yeah, you do one of those. My first one was in San Diego at Camp Pendleton, and people would say, well, aren't you going to do the real one in Hawaii? And I'm like, you know, 140 miles in one day, it doesn't matter where it is. That's a triathlon.
Yeah,
darn right it is.
But yeah, then like you, I did Kona. Bob Babbitt helped me get in through a lottery. And what people don't understand is it's the one sport we can't go play football against Tom Brady. We can't go play basketball against LeBron. But in the sport of triathlon, Kona is the world championship. And my dad was there, and I had to tell him. I was like, Pops, don't think I drowned coming out of the water. The best swimmers in the world.
Right.
They're going to come out 15 minutes before me, Dad. You know, it was awesome.
That is cool. Hey, real quick, Kurt, before you go, you'll love this story. About a year and change ago, an organization I work with called the Challenge Athletes Foundation, that because of COVID, they weren't able to do events. They weren't able to raise money. So we decided to do something called an off-the-couch Ironman. No training at all. We did a 1-mile swim, 130-mile bike, and then a 7-mile run. So we changed up the discipline distances, but straight off the couch, dude. And we raised like a couple million bucks that day for the Challenge Athletes Foundation. How cool is that?
You know, for your listeners, Cappy and I have really only met in person once, and we are brothers from a different mother, because that's the exact same organization I do. And it's, I think if you like sports and you like helping charities and disabled athletes. I'm actually, there's a kid for the All-Star game who's coming up here, who's a Challenge Athlete Foundation, who was born without hands. And his name's Landis. And all these major league players have taken to him, and they just did a document. He made his high school baseball team with a special, unique bat. I'm interviewing him Sunday as part of our All-Star festivities. Again, Challenge Athlete Foundation. If you need a charity to help out, I'd highly recommend that one.
Dude, that is awesome. That's Kurt, we are super looking forward to having you on the team tomorrow. Hey, Jeannie coming?
Not that I know of, but I'll let you know.
Okay. Tell her I'm looking for her, you know.
Okay, I will.
All right.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate this.
Thanks, Kurt.
The squad.
Okay. Hey, guys, we'll have a blast.
Yes.
You know what they say? Have fun. And all I know, Cappy, is winning is fun.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. Nice. All right. That's Kurt Sandoval.
All right. Now, how do you feel about that, Clinton Yates?
Well, you know, from what I understand, nobody's ever heard of him. But, you know, from what we've learned of him.
Crazy to even say that.
What we've learned of him, just by this interview, and I'm joking, by the way. Of course, we all love Kurt. Is that he's a gamer. He's up for anything. That's kind of what the attitude I like to bring to not just the station, not just a softball game, but to life. You know what I'm saying? I'm open to a lot of things, provided they don't hurt me, and this is not going to hurt. This is going to be fun. Winning feels good.
Loving the fact that we just had a chance to talk to Kurt and find out what his deal is. Now we know that he was a good catcher. We know that he's a guy that knows how to suffer, and we know that he's a guy that is ready to come out and have fun, but winning is fun. And speaking of winning, Radio Tinder is next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, that's M_Funch. Should be something like, you know, Funchess Baseball or Funchess Basketball or something. But,
something
you know,
like that, yeah. Only you control it. Nobody knows.
I like the Funchy Bunch.
Yeah, I do like that too, yeah.
That's what your fan club is named. When all your family shows up to watch you play softball, they're the Funchy Bunch.
There you go. I love that.
That's what we're doing here.
Effing love that. The NFL is getting behind the idea of having flag football as an Olympic event as soon as 2028 for the LA Olympics. Under the world game rules, it would be 5-on-5, no contact on a 50-by-25-yard field. Games would be 20-minute halves with 15-player rosters. Swipe left or swipe right on flag football being an Olympic sport, Cap.
I'm going to swipe left and say I'm out on flag football as an Olympic sport. And I'm pretty wide open to new sports making it into the Olympics. Like, you know, I like all the X Games type sports that make it into the Olympics. I think that's really super cool. But I just don't feel like I know that there's Olympic caliber flag football out there being played.
So I'm going to swipe left on this for a similar reason, but with a very specific point. If I'm going to watch people run around on a field with no contact in that kind of space, I'm watching Ultimate Frisbee because that, to me, is just more entertaining.
Is that an Olympic sport?
No, that's what my point is. Okay. If you're going to bring something up to the Olympic level, I think Ultimate is what you bring up. There are leagues, people play. I think that would be a much more appealing thing because you're not looking at it as something lesser than of another version of a sport. Scott, are you familiar with the Ultimate world on any level?
I'm familiar with the fact that it exists.
Okay. It's a fun game. And guys who are out there, guys who are pretty good athletes, play that thing. And if you ever watch sort of like highlights and stuff, you'll get a pretty good taste of sort of what it is. And I think that on the Olympic level makes a little bit more sense than flag football.
I mean, I just feel like flag football is a bunch of little kids. Who do adults play flag football?
Yeah.
Are there competitive leagues?
Women play flag football as well. Yeah, it's a big thing. But the reason why this is actually a news story is because Troy Vincent, who's part of the Players Association, basically came out and said that he doesn't think that the NFL's model is viable for the next 100 years or whatever it's going to be. You know what I mean? And so he's part of the forefront of the league's push to have flag football be a thing so that participation in whatever the NFL does from a football standpoint doesn't only include knocking heads off. So
now that I can actually get behind.
Yeah. Let's just say flag football becomes an Olympic sport. Wouldn't we just dominate the whole world like the Americans?
I guess.
We just dominate everyone, right?
It'd be
like the dream team.
I don't know about that because flag football is kind of specific. You know what I mean? You're not just lining up the beefiest and the fastest dudes. There's like a combo skill set that makes that game kind of hard.
Right, but Funchy made it seem like we're going to have Tom Brady playing in the Olympics.
Yeah, we
for
could,
Team
but
US.
Geez, we could have like T.O. playing or something, you know?
T.O. is going to be 95 years old.
You still be the best player on the field.
I love it.
That's my quarterback.
Right, exactly.
That's my quarterback. All right, guys. For some reason, I got a speed dating email, my spam email today. We talked a lot about Yates going on,
yeah,
you know, the dating apps.
Probably heard.
Creating your profile. But speed dating is a different beast, or so what I've heard, since I've never done it before. So Clint's newly single. Cap and Laura booed up. But let's assume you guys are single. Would you do speed dating? Swipe left or swipe right, Clinton?
I'll swipe right on that. I would genuinely do speed dating. If you don't like it, you're out of there. What are we doing? That's like a one pitch. You know, it's like, okay, yeah. So in softball, right, it starts at a 1-1 count. The way the actual rules of adult rec softball work is that if you get to extra innings and it's still tied, I think after like the seventh or whatever, you go to a one pitch at bat. So either you hit the ball and you get a hit, or if you miss it or you wait, you're out. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Very similar tactic. I'm in, Scott.
Can I ask what the definition of speed dating really is?
It's like when you go on, you know, one of those places and they have a bunch of people and you sit down with a person for like 10 or 15 minutes. And if you like them, you can
exchange info.
Exchange info.
Okay. I don't know if I'm in on this. I've never done speed dating before. It doesn't sound terrible.
That doesn't work well for the long teases, does it?
Right. I know. I feel like I need a little longer, Clinton, in 10 minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, Scott, I mean, you've met someone. I'm sure you dated someone, went on a first date with someone, and after 10 minutes, you weren't feeling them or whatever,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Right. It gives you an eject button.
Yeah, it gives you an out.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, nice.
Laura?
Oh, 100%. I would be like, I'm hella Buddha, but if I would, I always wanted to do this because I'm a big rom-com person.
Yes.
See this in the rom-coms,
right? Exactly.
Okay?
Right. Exactly.
So I always was like, ooh, I wish I could do this, but I never found anywhere in LA that would do it. So I never did it.
Maybe we should set up an event. ESPN 710.
Yo, we're just doing events. You know?
Let's do it.
What did you say? You're hella what? You're hella.
I'm booed hella booed up.
Booed
you're
up.
Hella booed up.
Yeah, I'm hella booed up.
You are hella booed up.
Darling, booed up.
I am.
Great song.
I am in love. What do you want me to do?
Booed up. That would be your at-bat song, Laura. Booed up.
I'm all booed up.
LMA.
Great song.
All right, next one, guys. Last one. Mickey Rourke is drinking some real serious haterade. Now, listen to him on his Piers Morgan show this week.
Mickey, when you see someone like Tom Cruise, you know, grossing $1 billion with Top Gun Maverick, the sequel, 35 years or so after the first one, what do you think of that?
That doesn't mean to me. The guy's been doing the same effing part for 35 years, you know? I got no respect for that.
Really?
Really, brother. I don't care about money and power. I care about when I watch Al Pacino work and Chris Walken and De Niro's early work and Richard Harris's work and Ray Winstone's work. Mm. That's the kind of actor I want to be, like Monty Cliff and, you know, Brando back in the day and a lot of guys that just tried to stretch as actors and be the.
You don't think Tom Cruise is a good actor?
I think he's irrelevant in my world.
That's right. He just said Tom Cruise, who just made another $1 billion movie at the box office, Top Gun 2, is irrelevant and not a great actor, apparently. So, is Mickey right with his reasoning? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to have to swipe left. Tom Cruise and Maverick, not irrelevant because it inspired someone like myself who never goes to the movies to actually go to the movies. And I don't know if it was just pure FOMO where the whole country's talking about this movie, but I felt like I had to see it. So I don't think Tom Cruise is irrelevant. And I'm not the world's biggest Tom Cruise fan, to be honest, but you can't deny his success. And you can knock him and say that every character that he plays is exactly the same. And a lot of people say that, but I mean, the scoreboard don't lie.
Yeah. I mean, I'm swiping left mainly because of his rationale. He said, I'm talking about X amount of guys and just named 15 other crusty old white dudes I've never heard of. So, like, sorry. You know what I mean? Like, your rationale, show your work. Didn't show enough for me, so.
Well, the best part of this is watching, like, looking at him during the video. Like, he looks like Zsa Zsa Gabor now.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. He's got so much plastic surgery done and everything, man.
Damn.
And he's bad tattoos and everything.
Yeah, he was a mess a long time ago.
Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa making the show I did not have on a Thursday.
Quite an old school reference right there. It's very contemporary.
Man, Green Acres.
I got it, though. I got it, Fungy. I appreciate you talking my language, man.
Did that for you, Cappy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well done, sir.
Now, hold on. Everybody hold on for 1 second, because let me tell you something. Sometimes things just sort of happen in live radio, okay? Sometimes people just decide they want to crash the broadcast, and they're welcome to do so. In fact, the more chaos, the better. Who has just walked into the studio to do just that? We will find out together next. Radio Tinder being brought to you by Tequila Mandala. Stick around. This is 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is his walk-up song. He has been advertised for weeks as the best player on Team Mace. He's been plastered all over social media with Clinton Yates. He's really running the operation on Team Mace. Clinton, am I to understand that one Mr. Beto Duran, Manos de Piedras himself, is in studio?
I'm looking directly at him. His hair is impeccable. Not a single blade is out of place. He was downtown. He's got some, what are those, blue cobalt blue pants on?
Yeah.
You know, good look. He's looking clean, looking like he's coming from
work.
Exactly. Where you been? What's going on?
I was at, hello.
Hi, Beto.
My boy CY.
What's going on?
And Cap, I'm not even acknowledging you right now, man. I am so livid at what I just heard on the airwaves. But CY, you're my guy. So, yeah, I'm downtown. Ryan Garcia fight on Saturday at Crypto.com. I work for Golden Boy. The office is in downtown.
Yeah.
I was doing interviews. I held a press conference where I had to separate a little bit. They were cool. We did a bunch of interviews. And I get in the car. You know, Oscar owns the building, Golden Boy building on Wilshire. I get in the car, and I'm like, you know what? Cool. I'm going to hear Sedano and Cap, my boy CY in there. And all I hear is Kurt Savinoff, great guy, great human, fantastic. And it is the Team Captain Love Fest. Right, I'm like, wait a minute, wait, like, I didn't hear the station at all today. I wasn't in the community. I'm like, I can't have this. So I text Funch, who is producing today. I was like, hey, I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I was supposed to be going home. It was supposed to be a happy hour. I'm like, no, because Cap, I mean, he's peacocking right now. He is out there. Like, I got this, I got that. When in reality, it's CY running the show.
I mean, that's fine, but Cap peacocking has nothing to do with the reality of the situation, which is that you wanted a little bit more love from your team captain. I haven't seen you checking in on Mace.
Man.
I haven't heard Mace interviewing his teammates.
First of all,
everybody
knows that Mace and I, it's a working relationship, but I went to my boys at Westside. Love, I hit him up.
He came with gifts, yes.
I gave CY a cap.
Thank you.
My boy Funch, he's got a cap.
Thanks, Beto.
Funch cannot play softball at all. He has no athletic ability, but he's going to look good with his cap.
I do, yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, he's going to look good. Look good, feel good, maybe we'll play good. So I'm on that level.
I have a question, though, but I have a question.
No, I'm still not talking to you, man, because you've been on fire. No, because
my question. I don't even know what peacocking means. What does that mean, peacocking?
Oh, man.
Okay, listen. Scott, well, do you have any questions for Beto regarding scouting on their team?
Yeah, and Suave Mentha needs to get taken down because all the Theos are dancing already. They're done. They hurt their knee after this. That is my walk-up song.
It's a good AB song right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Scott.
I still got to look up what peacocking means. But anyway, Beto, let me ask
you. Puffing your chest out. Is that okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, I have handed off every responsibility day one to Clinton Yates. So when I saw your video where you were saying that, hey, we're taking over, this is a coup, no coup here. Clinton Yates is running our team. Make no mistake. I don't know how my name got on it, but Clinton Yates is running
good.
Our team.
It's all good.
Because you have the show, guy.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay,
it's all good.
You know, so, great friction, you know?
So, Beto.
What up, Cap? I'm messing with you, man.
I know it is. And I miss you, and I love you, and I can't wait to hold, you know, like.
Cap.
I want
no,
you
no,
to bring
do
it
not
in.
Bring it in tomorrow.
Bring it in.
No. There's no bringing it in tomorrow.
We're bringing it in.
It's going to be hot.
Hold on. Okay, let's get to the brass tacks. You guys can play, you know.
You can
play grab ass with each other later. Yeah. What's up with the scouting report for your team? Run down your lineup in your professional opinion.
Okay, so listening to Kurt Sandoval, who is a
team.
Hold on.
Okay, all right.
Listen, fantastic athlete.
Yeah.
Triathlete. But he also blew out his Achilles not too long ago, or his ACL, something like that. So he's on the mend.
Did not mention his injury history. Yeah,
he did not.
So he also is a guy, remember, just like you, Cap. Oh, I used to do triathlons, right? Anything now because you guys are so beat up from doing triathlons that your body can't recover. So I'm on the fact that you guys have got the old guys. Mario is fantastic, great athlete, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do anything bad. He's very, very healthy, right? So he's good. But our team, man, we're suspect.
Wait, when you say you're suspect, do you mean that you guys are sus or is that different?
Suspect. Yeah, we don't need to get into that.
Anyways,
yes.
Funch. I love him. I've known him 18 years. I taught him how to be a board up at the station. No athletic ability.
Okay. Like,
Funch, you want to respond to that?
I look good, though, man. I feel good. I'm athletic, man. You know, I can run. I'll beat you to the bag, man.
Okay.
All right, we'll see about that.
We got to make sure you hit the ball first.
Who else you got?
Mason, a lot of effort, but he keeps complaining about his weight. How he's out of shape. He's got double X, all that other stuff. So I'm not counting much for him.
I think that's going to be an issue, not on a conditioning front. If he's out there all day, and then has to sit out in the hot sun, and then has to run.
Exactly.
That's going to be tough.
It's going to drain. So
the other thing is, he has a big like strawberry on his knee, where for some reason
he built in excuses, huh?
Yeah, he's like all cut up, man. Have you seen his knee? How scabby it is.
I don't follow him. So what do you do?
It's gross.
Yeah. So I mean, our team. Here's what I got. We have the youth. We have Brady Cates, who I like because he's athletic and he can play in the outfield and he'll roam around. Considering we only have three outfielders, I don't think he can hit because he's a baseball guy who's never played slow pitch softball.
Right.
Big adjustment there. That's what you have to do. Then there's like a 6'6 guy who all of a sudden got picked up.
Yeah, so he apparently played college football at Purdue.
Okay.
And nice guy. I think he's going to be better than we were giving him credit for. Travis was giving him a hard time because he did a little bit of a pantomime swing sans bat, and it didn't look good. So there's some questions as to whether or not he actually knows how to play a stick and ball sport.
This is like when Gary's Old Town Tavern, all of a sudden they brought in Kevin McHale. So hopefully this guy pulls that off. But our team, we have a lot of heart, like they did in Damn Yankees. All you need is heart.
Okay.
Really, really need heart. Yeah.
Who's the heart, though, Beto, of the
me.
Team?
Beto is the me, heart man. Of the team.
I'm the only one that actually cares about this.
Right.
Because I'm the only one that cares about the people. Because I'm the only one that's there for the people. Because I'm going to be tailgating tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Meet me at my truck. The two coolers are there. We're ready to go.
Only two. I thought you would have at least four.
Well, they're big coolers.
This guy. All right.
What's in those coolers?
Oh, beer.
Okay.
Yeah. I got the Michelada mix coming.
Nice.
I got some mariscos coming. You're on the air at 4, huh? I guess when
you
want
to. Well, you can bring over some, you know, we'll be fine.
Not me and you, CY. We'll hang out.
All right, yeah.
We're with the people. But our team is, Cap, if you don't beat us by 5, I say we win. I think we cover.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there's action on it.
Oh, there's got to be. Why else would you do anything competitive with no action?
Props.
I agree. Now, here's an idea. Tell us what you think about this, Beto. That the winning team gets to push the losing team into karaoke, and we get to decide, the winners, whoever that is, the winners decide what the losers have to sing in karaoke.
Nah, because not everybody's going to go to karaoke afterwards, man. You're going to be done. You're going to have pulled hammies. You're going to have people's bodies done. Mason's going to be there since 1 o'clock. It's a long day, man.
This is what I was saying. But now that we're not, I like the idea, Scott. It's going to be tough to execute, but I think we should try it. But here's what I'm going to ask you, Beto. Since we're, Scott, you said that as a family, we have to make a decision on where we're going to go after the game.
Right.
Beto, I think you have a lot of insight on this. What do you suggest? Because we have.
Closest. I heard it you the other day. Whatever is absolutely the closest.
I think that's the deal, man, because I don't think we're going to have 25 people. We might.
We might, but it's whatever's close to it. So I think, what is it, Funch Rebel Yell?
Right Rebel Yell, yeah.
Right but around the corner.
The thing is, though, is that, again, Laura
is that the tall guy? Is that the 6'6 guy?
That's him. There he is, walking right by right now. Beto getting a good look at his teammate.
Tell me what you think of him, Beto. Up and down him, man. Look at swing, him the way swing. I looked at Laura's boo.
No chance.
Finger lock, too.
Oh, man.
Get out of here.
He put the fist together.
I know.
Bro.
Finger locking.
It's okay. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. He'll figure it out.
Coach him up, Beto.
Yeah,
that's
maybe, maybe he's hustling us, though.
No, he ain't hustling.
You think it's a Woody Harrelson situation?
Yeah, could be doing that.
And he's also here at 6 o'clock, so he's overachiever. So, no, he's a new guy. So he's going to try too much.
Leave him alone.
What's
so, so is Rebel Yell the closest place to the West Covina Sports Complex? Because, you know, everybody's talking about the Sunset Room because that's Briones' cousin's place.
So, which is a factor here because we're trying to support family.
Yeah. But I honestly, Cap, I want to go, but I think it's going to be a game-time decision because after you play five innings and you guys have been there all day long.
I tend to agree with this particular portion.
And it's a long night and it's Friday and you already have a couple cocktails in you. You know, we're all in our 40s now and you might be like, time to take it to the house.
I think the after party might just be Beto's truck in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
You know, I mean, yeah, I think that'll be work. It'd be fun. But, yeah, I mean, get some Advil, some ibuprofen, a lot of ice. Because that's what we're going to need, man.
All right, before you get out of here, Beto.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying here the whole next hour.
What is your game day? No, because I got other things to do. By the way, we have a Bumble update.
No, I'm just going to sit here and be the third guy popping off in the corner.
Okay. What is your game day plan tomorrow? What do you do? Like, what's your day plan?
I'm actually going to work, man. I don't like this. Okay. So I'm a Ryan Garcia fight on Saturday at crypto.com. So I'm going to be interviewing him during the weigh-ins tomorrow. So I'm helping host the weigh-ins for the zone tomorrow afternoon. I think I'm done. I'm trying to get to West Covina by 4. I got to go get the michelada mix. I got to get the ice.
You still got some stuff to do. Okay.
Yeah, I got things to do. I'm going to see you at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm going to meet you in Compton.
Are you going to that game?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because you're going to be there, I'll be there.
My buddy Juancho coaches the Rangers 17U team. He runs that academy.
My boy Renee is doing the field down there. So
even
we'll be
better.
There. So I'll be hanging out with you. Then we're going to play. And I got some new I got some killer shades. Oh, yeah. I'm going all out.
I saw those.
Yeah.
You get them for free?
Heck yeah.
Nice.
If it's free, it's me.
Yeah, nice.
What did you get for your team, Cap? What did you buy your team?
You mean like what did I get them as a gift?
Yep.
Have you not seen the bats that Clinton got?
Well, that's what I got. That's what I got, to be fair, Cap.
What did you get, Cap?
But I'm saying like that represents Team Cappy, does it not?
Nope. What did you get? It's like the quarterback giving off his line.
Don't fall for this bait, okay? Do not let this man divide us, Cappy.
Come on, Cap. Right?
Don't worry about him.
Venmo everybody on your team $20.
I'll keep him at bay over here.
Hey, but you know what I would say, though, Cap? Final thing. If the losing team has to send out positive tweets about Kaplan.
Okay.
The losing team.
You have to compliment each other, basically.
No, we have to compliment Kaplan.
That's what I'm saying. We have to compliment the winners.
Yeah, as much as you don't want to do it. And everybody,
right, Beto, stick around. Just hang out with us, man.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. What you need to know is right around the corner, an update on Clinton's brand new dating apps and what kind of activity he's already getting. And here's a question that I definitely want to get to today. Is going to a Dodger game too much of a pain in the ass? I'll explain why I asked the question. Coming right back, this is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.